Okay, I don't have much for you today, but it is good to get back out here with the with these young guys, get a chance to look at them some. Didn't do much this morning, so I won't be able to give you a very detailed scouting report, but so anyway, fire away.
Mike, what are you kind of looking for in this first weekend as you get guys in? What are you watching for? What are you trying to do?
That's a good question. Really, what we're trying to do is get them acclimated how we do things, number one. Get them into the weights, get them how we practice. Watch them a little bit, you know, just see what athletic ability they are. Because, you know, you draft guys, but you'd never really know exactly till you see them with your own eyes. How they learn, you know, find out how they learn, things like that.
How's your first look at Treadwell, just seeing him out on the field today?
Yeah, well, you know, it was really a low-key thing. So, but he's quick and sudden and catches ball good.
The fact that he hasn't signed his deal, I know last year he had everybody signed before camp. Is that any big deal at all or anything, the fact that he hasn't fully signed?
It's not my worry. I don't know.
Mike, when it comes to some of these guys, I mean, you can't really put a finger on work ethic. Are you able to see some of that? Is it a little too soon to see some of those guys that are almost like the Rhett Ellisons, that are like the first ones out, the last ones to leave, things like that?
Well, we hear about their backgrounds, but it's probably too early to find out some of that stuff. But we'll find out more this afternoon when it's a real practice.
When you get guys in here for the first time, do you like to be able to move people around and see what they can do in different spots, or do you kind of start where they've been and where they're comfortable?
Yeah, we try to pretty much put them in one spot and leave them alone. You know, the worst thing to do is take a guy and try to evaluate him on not, you know, having to learn a new position or two or three positions. You know, it's just hard to do. So we're not trying to mess with them mentally at all. We just, hey, you know, do what you've been doing.
Mike, there's been, with injuries that have happened in these instances before with rookie mini camps, is that on the mind at all? Do you want to push these guys or lay off because you're already limited on what you can do?
You know, it's important for me to see them. I want to see them. So I understand some of these teams are not doing anything, but I don't think you can go, you know, I don't think you can be scared. You have to do what you want to do. And I like watching them out here on the field and practice. So, you know, we're going to continue to do that and hope we don't get anybody hurt.
We didn't get a chance to talk to you after the second round selection.
That was good.
Well, okay. Well, now we'll be waiting all week for it. McKenzie, I mean, you've said you're not a huge fan necessarily of smaller defensive backs. What do you feel about his height? And do you see him as a nickelback, or maybe talk about that?
I see him as a defensive back, a corner, and a nickel. And he, you know, I don't know, maybe there's a misinterpretation of size, but 5'10" is prototype. He's 5'10" 3, so you know it's 2/10 or something. So he's not a little guy. He's a smaller defensive back compared to some of the, you know, 6-footers. But you know, Newman's 5'10" 4.
How do you evaluate Boehringer, knowing that there's probably some catch up, you know, mentally and physically that he has to do? I mean, how do you have to use a curve, or how do you go about that?
Just kind of watch how he learns and watch how he moves and his, from what I saw today, he's a pretty good athlete. You know, obviously he's going to have to learn all the, you know, the biggest thing for these guys is learning terminology. That's hard right from the start. But that's not any different from him or anybody else. But, you know, I evaluate him the same way and just look at him and watch their athletic skills, you know, him, the way he catches the ball, the way he runs routes.
Mike, what were your impressions of J-Ron Kearse when you were going through the whole process?
Here or before? I mean,
before
today?
No, just in general.
Well, he's a big athlete that moves well. I think he had an up-and-down season, honestly. But, you know, I'm excited to work with big athletes.
Why do you think he fell to the seventh round?
He probably didn't play as good. So, I don't know.
Rick Spielman said you guys were surprised that he was even there on the board.
Well, we had, I mean, you know, we did have him higher on the board. than where we took him, but I don't think I've ever heard a coach say he hasn't. But we did, honestly.
Mike, with all the success that the team had last year, the guys that you have coming back, is it a challenge for a lot of these guys to make the roster, just some of these first-year guys?
More so than other years?
Well, I hate to assume anything, but we do have a more talented team now than when I first got here. But even then, last year, six rookies made a big contribution. We had two undrafted free agents make the team. I think it's good competition, you know, and we talked about with the offensive line trying to create more competition here. And maybe some of these guys will send some other guys home. I don't know.
Good. Your new German import, was he able to there was some questions about him getting his visa in order. Was he able to do everything today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, was he? And now that you've just had kind of a week to absorb all of that, can you maybe just talk about what a great story this has all been that's unfolding with Mo?
Yeah, and I want to kind of end the story, to be honest with you. I want him to be here playing football and not being a celebrity or, you know, I've given him a hard time already about being on TV shows and stuff like that. So it's football now and it's time to work. The good feel-good story is over. All right, we'll see y'all.
Thank you.
All right, we'll have a handful of the...